Because right now we're going to speak to our friend at Reputation Management Consultant, Eric Schiffer. Eric, thank you for joining me. I understand you are somewhere much lovelier than the room upon which I'm sitting.
You know, that could be. You could be broadcasting from Laguna.
Oh, my God. It'd be fantastic. The only place better is where you are, I suppose. But I appreciate you calling nonetheless, and I hope we haven't intruded. But I wanted to get your input on Bernie Sanders. We talked a little bit about this earlier in the week. And he has now announced that he's a revolutionary and he is not dropping out. What I'm hearing is that this runs contrary to his advisors, his internal advisors, certainly is not doing Hillary any favors. He's risking any future sort of concessions from that team. What's going on with Bernie?
Nothing different than what I had said before, which is this is he essentially has bowed the mantle publicly. To his supporters, I said that there was likely a situation where he would continue to have his people fall under him, but yet he would direct them on behalf of Hillary to beat Trump. And I think that's part of what he's doing. I think what he wants to continue to have this be a movement and not one in which he was just a candidate. So I believe that irrespective of Hillary wins, he'll continue to have his movement for change. And the movement now is going to be directed to destroy Donald Trump and to take him out. And I think that also he loses a certain amount of negotiating power to the extent that he just begins to endorse her now. He's going to show up. He will go to the convention. There likely will be a deal in some form for an endorsement at the convention, or could be even earlier, in lieu of a speaking slot. But the people that follow him will continue to follow him as a movement. That's never going to be relegated in any fashion.
I locked myself in my car.
In your car?
Yeah. Have you ever done that?
In your car?
Because you have a new car.
No, my car would not hold me hostage.
Well, I mean, it's not like I couldn't get out, but this has never happened. I've had my car for about a year now.
Yeah, it seems like it's been longer than a year.
And it'll be a year in October.
Okay.
And the keys were somewhere in the car, but I couldn't find them. And then when I went to get out, an alarm would go off. And I've never even heard an alarm in that car.
Probably because the keys were not in the car. Did you find them?
They were in the trunk.
Oh.
I don't know how I did that. But, you know, that's the danger you run with these new electronic keys. Like, we don't really use keys anymore.
I'm not a big fan of electronic key. I'm really not. Because whenever I have to hand the car over to somebody, I never... 100% of the time, never hand them the key.
Well, I also lock the keys to my Jeep and my GTO, which are old cars that don't have the... I now lock my keys in my car 100% of the time.
Leave them behind, you mean?
Because I'm accustomed to not having a key.
Right.
Yes, thank you.
All right, so, Mike, we're talking to Eric Schiffer. We're talking about Bernie. Don't you worry, Eric, that something is up with Bernie. Just looking back...
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I'm thinking he might be Jewish.
He might be. That might be true. I don't know where you got all that, but anyway. I suppose that's true, but I just worry that, you know, when I look at history and I look at revolutionaries, they usually have not the greatest personality structures. I mean, you know, whichever side you like politically, you know, when you evaluate a revolutionary, they're always unstable people. They always are. I can't think of one that was, like, really... Yeah, somebody I just call emotionally healthy.
That's true.
I think he is fairly healthy, and I think there is a 0%, and feel free to quote me on this, a 0% probability that he will not direct his people behind the complete and utter removal of Donald Trump as even a possibility of being elected in November.
But doesn't that mean throwing his support behind Hillary fully?
Absolutely.
Okay,
I think that he will support her as the only option to take him out.
Okay.
Whether he will nuance it, but he will do it in a way that says his people need to show up, they need to vote for the only option to get rid of Donald Trump. It will be done in a way that actuates the base, that keeps the base behind him as a movement, but ensures that Hillary gets those votes.